My name is Patrick Sheehan, my years are 34. Tipperary is my native place, not far from Galtimore. I came of honest parents, but now they're lying low. Though many's the pleasant day we spend in the Glen of Avalon. My father died, I closed his eyes outside our cabin door. For the landlord and the sheriff too were there the day before. And then my loving mother and sisters three also were forced to go with broken hearts from the Glen of Avalon. For 3 long months in search of work, I wandered far and near. I went into the poor house to see my mother dear. The news I heard me broke my heart, but still in all my woe, I blessed the friends who made their graves in the Glen of Avalon. Bereft of home and kith and kin, with plenty all around, I starved within my cabin and slept upon the ground. But cruel as my lot was, I ne'er did hardship know, till I joined the English army far away from Malone. "Rouse up there," cried the corporal, "you lazy Irish hound. Why don't you hear the bugle? It's call to arms to sound." I found I had been dreaming of the days long, long ago, and I woke upon Sebastopol and not in Avalon. I tried to find my musket, how dark I thought the night. Oh, blessed God, it was not dark, it was the broad daylight. And when I found that I was blind, my tears began to flow, and I longed for e'en a pauper's grave in the Glen of Avalon. A poor neglected mendicant, I wander Dublin street. My 9 months' pension it been out, I beg from all I need. As I joined my country's tyrants, my face I can never show. Amongst my dear old neighbours in the Glen of Avalon. So Irish youths, dear countrymen, take heed of what I say. For if you join the English ranks, you'll surely rue the day. And whenever you're tempted a soldier in to go, remember poor blind Sheehan of the Glen of Avalon.